Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Benyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Benyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Benyart Live February Telethon.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. When we tell you that personhood events are happening all over the country, this is true. I'll give one example. We'll have audio from Newt Gingrich here in a moment in Oklahoma. But I also want to let you know that there was a political event attended by Christians and conservatives in Texas Friday night with a Texas duo, a state senator and a state representative addressing a group about the things that they want to do for their state. And we're going to get a report from Texas in just a moment on that. Also, yesterday I had the opportunity to testify on behalf of Colorado Right to Life at the Capitol at the House Committee hearing on our Unborn Victims of Crime Act. And it went especially well. And Colorado Right to Life's bill passed the House committee and now will continue to work its way through the process. In Colorado, the state Senate is controlled by the Democrats, and the governor, of course, is a Democrat, and they are aggressive child killers. So most likely they'll do all they can to stop this. Although the media, I even quoted from the Denver Post from just the past week, referring to a child killed in the mother's womb during the commission of a crime as a serious tragedy that resulted in a woman losing her unborn child. The Denver Post, which is pro-abortion, saying that this is a serious matter, that this woman lost her unborn child. They didn't call the child a tumor or a tissue mass or a POC, products of conception. They called the child a child, of course. And so we'll get to that in a moment. First, now, let's go to this audio clip from Oklahoma. And this is at News Channel 4 there, KFOR in Oklahoma City. And Newt Gingrich is in studio, and he's being interviewed. He's talking about our agricultural policy, and then they get right to personhood. So this is a real brief clip. I have more of the transcript of the interview regarding personhood. They aired just a bit of it, so let's hear this first. Here we go.
Because we can feed a large part of the world.
And the Personhood Act that recently passed our state Senate.
It's going to be controversial, but I think it's the right question to ask, and I think it's moving in the right direction.
He says he's a solid conservative Oklahomans can trust.
So my overall record for 20 years has been very solid conservative, reformed welfare.
Okay. Solid conservative. Would solid conservative reform welfare or end welfare? It's like reforming the Holocaust or reforming godless public education, or reforming what? Reforming slavery. So you reform things that are good that have gone astray, and you abolish things that are bad. Anyway, regarding personhood, Newt Gingrich was asked about the personhood bill that had just passed the Senate in Oklahoma just within, the last 2 weeks. And so Newt Gingrich, I have more of his comments here than appeared in that audio clip. So he was asked by the reporter about the Senate's Personhood Act that they passed a week ago from this interview, which actually this audio, I believe this was yesterday. It was yesterday. So just a week ago, the Oklahoma Senate passed the personhood bill. Praise God for that. And so Newt Gingrich says, I think the question of personhood is going to be controversial for a while. Now, he doesn't come out as strong as he should, but what's happening is many politicians are being forced to talk about personhood and to support personhood. And this is a huge change from just a few years ago. And by the way, his profile is online at prolifeprofiles.com. You could see the sketch of Newt Gingrich and why he's in tier two. It's too bad he's not in tier one. He should be in tier one, but he's in tier two because currently he supports personhood and the regulations of child killing regulations. So that's a contradictory position. But he's moved to tier two. So the personhood movement is moving people, including leaders, to tier one, where they advocate for the God-given right to life of every innocent child. Okay, now, so Gingrich says, I think the question of personhood is going to be controversial for a while. It raises a core question about life. I think every person has to decide for themselves, when does life begin? I think that is a wasted use of words. It's like when the Germans are killing the Jews. Would someone trying to stop it say, I think every person has to decide for themselves whether or not it's okay to kill a Jew? That's not wise. He said, I believe life begins at conception. That's better. He should just say life begins at conception. Would he say, I believe that it's wrong to rape a woman? Would he say that? I don't think so. You know, fair and balanced sometimes is utterly perverse. If you're talking about a moral issue, fair and balanced could be utterly perverse. If that's true, he said, if life begins at conception, if that's true, what is our obligation to life? We say in the Declaration of Independence that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, when does that endowment occur? What the personhood bill tries to wrestle with is how do we define the beginning of life and when do you become a citizen? So Newt is severely confused. The personhood bill isn't wrestling with when is the beginning of life. They know. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with when do you become a citizen. Because when non-citizens are walking in Oklahoma City, you're not allowed to just kill them because they're not citizens. We don't give the right to life. We don't recognize the right to life for citizens. That's a human right. It's a human right. So when the Constitution speaks about those who are born here become citizens, then the pro-aborts begin to cackle and they say, see, it's when you're born. Well, that's when, if you're a citizen here. If somebody says, my parents were vacationing in Niagara Falls, and I was conceived in New York State, so I'm a citizen, even though I was born in Portugal, we'd say, no, that doesn't count. You have to be born here to be a citizen. It's not if you were conceived here when your parents were tourists. No, that's the Constitution says you're a citizen if you're naturalized or if you were born here. Okay. And then Newt concluded, it's going to be controversial, but I think it's the right question to ask, and it's moving in the right direction. All right. Newt is in tier two, just barely, but he's in tier two because, in part, he signed the personhood pledge. All right. Now, in Texas, Friday night, there was a meeting, a local gathering of concerned citizens about public policy issues, and there was a state senator and a state representative at the meeting. And we've got a caller, someone who was there in the meeting, and I'd like to set this up first. The legislators are pro-life. The one, he said, we even passed a bill to require a woman to see an ultrasound before she has an abortion. And of course, he's well-meaning. His goal is to reduce the number of abortions. Well, one of the participants in the meeting stood up to make a comment, and that is Tom from Texas. Tom, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob.
Well, thanks, Tom, for being available for us. So tell us, what happened at that point when you spoke up to interact with your legislators?
Well, the congressman also bragged to his audience that he had been instrumental in cutting off funds to Planned Parenthood.
All right, that's good.
Which I applauded.
Yeah.
You know? And then very quickly, people started raising their hands, and everybody had a dog in the fight. You know, the one guy was worried about how much power the Texas Railroad Commissioner had. Another one was worried about the border.
Yep.
And another one, you know, was worried about whether we're going to get a state income tax. And,
right.
And so finally, when I kept raising my hand, and finally I got recognized. And so I stood up, and I said, if you don't mind, gentlemen, I said, I'd like to return this discussion back to the abortion issue. And so they agreed, and I said, Congressman, I said, I applaud, you know, you're cutting off funds to the Planned Parenthood, but I said, have you all ever considered the idea of the personhood movement, of getting a bill introduced and into the legislature and voted upon that the baby at conception is a person? And I was very surprised that the senator knew absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, well, it's time to educate our leaders. And, you know, if the people will lead, the leaders will follow. And so you're educating him. But so he didn't know about it. Of course, the governor there, Rick Perry, he knows all about it. In fact, he was on Fox News recently affirming his support for personhood, which is just such a thrill. And he said, I used to think I was pro-life and I had exceptions. Now I realize I've had to apologize for those kids who were killed by my own policy that some children could be aborted. And he said, you have to protect every child. So praise God that the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, is now not only aware of personhood, but promoting it.
And exactly, Bob. And then, you know, the congressman now, he was aware of it. He leaned over and whispered in the senator's ear, like Mississippi. And so he was aware of the personhood movement.
Right.
So I thought I'd do a little educating. So I said, I want you to both consider something. I said, if we were ever to get a bill passed in America, in any state, that the baby in the womb is a person at conception, I said, then the governor of the state who has taken an oath would be not only able to close down all of the abortion clinics, but he would be obligated to do so under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
Wow.
Which states that no innocent person will be deprived of life or liberty
without
due process of law.
Yeah.
And so the senator, you know, was, you know, I could see it registering, you know. And I said, you know, and the congressman seemed to start objecting, you know, that you know, the way we've been doing things is okay, you know. And I said, well, I said, we've been doing this incrementalism for 40 years.
Mm.
And I says, where has it gotten us?
Wow.
I said, we need to start thinking about changing our strategy. And I said, you know, I said, these laws, I said, you got to have an ultrasound. A woman's got to have an ultrasound. Mm. And you got to have a waiting period. And you can't have an abortion on the Sabbath. Mm. And you got to get your parents' permission. I said, but every one of these laws end with, and then you can kill the baby.
Mm.
And I said, any law that ends with, and then you can kill the baby, is a very bad law. I said, God says that abortion, in Exodus 21, I said, God says that abortion, killing a baby in the womb, is a crime.
Wow.
Punishable by death. And I said, you can't regulate crime. That's not possible.
You can't regulate crime. So if it's a crime to commit an assault, then you don't say that, well, when you assault the person, make sure you call 911 first.
Yeah, or like the one I used, if you're gonna regulate rape, you're gonna make sure the woman has a clean, dry hotel room. Sounds crazy.
It's so absurd, but it shows us what's going on.
Yes.
Right. And by the way, hey, Tom, by the way, in Virginia, I'm glad you're there in Texas to warn your legislators. Virginia today passed an ultrasound bill that says if the woman wants to kill her child, she first sees the ultrasound, she sees the baby, and then she could go ahead and kill the baby. And these regulations, they further authorize child killing, they further increase the guilt over child killing, and they further harden the hearts of the public, because when you make things appear more humane and more reasonable, you make them more entrenched. So we don't want prostitution, for example, to be legal nationwide as if Ron Paul were in charge.
And then
make sure that women get a test every month for HIV, see if they have AIDS. We don't want that. We don't want to regulate crime. We want to abolish crime if you love your neighbor. If you don't love your neighbor, then you would advocate regulating crime.
Yeah. You know, and they have this education, you know. We got to let the woman understand that there's a baby in there before she kills it. Well, which is worse, her killing the baby when she doesn't know it's there or killing it after? I don't know which is worse.
Wow. You
know, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right. And, anything else, Tom, about the meeting?
Well, he said he was going to get with Texas Right to Life. And the minute he said that, I cringed.
Mm.
Because, you know, you and I know that
state affiliates of National Right to Life have been anti-personhood, anti-human life amendment efforts since 1980.
Yeah.
And so what they've done is developed a strategy that's a perpetual fundraising opportunity, because abortion will never be ended, but always a vital need to raise funds to fight abortion.
Yeah. So I went on Texas Right to Life, and at their website, and I typed in there, how do you feel about the personhood amendment?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have time, would you like me to give you a few things they said?
Well, sure, go right ahead.
They said that the problem with the personhood amendment is that it skips many steps that are crucial to changing the hearts and minds of people.
Wow, that sounds like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, Bob, as an ex-police officer, I can tell you that if someone is assaulting someone or killing someone or hurting someone,
right,
I'm not concerned about their hearts and minds. If I get a hold of some body parts, their hearts and minds will follow.
Hey, so you're ex-law enforcement?
Yes.
Well, that's just great. So, yeah, good point. When children are being killed, when there's a hot war going on where the innocent are being slaughtered, it's not the time to begin a long-range educational program to change hearts and minds. You could do that while you're fighting for victory. Well, yeah, right, for the murderers. You can do that while you're trying to stop the killing, but you don't do that in place of trying to stop the killing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Their motives need to be called into question. Their motives need to be called into question, because when Ronald Reagan became president back in 1980, he made a commitment to National Right to Life that he would help them pass a human life amendment. They got the president of the United States wanting to do that, and they turned him down and said that they'd prefer to take a state-by-state approach. Fast forward now, 30 years later, and we have National Right to Life opposing the state-by-state personhood effort. So they opposed it nationally, they opposed it state-by-state. They've opposed for 30 years. They fought against, they've undermined, and they've kicked out of ministry many, many pro-life leaders who say, you know, we should stop defending exceptions and child killing regulations. We should fight for the right to life of the unborn child. And they've made those pro-lifers the enemy.
Isn't that tragic?
It's tragic.
And you want to hear the best argument they give? This is really good. They said if personhood were to pass, the constitutionality of it would be challenged, and it would go to the Supreme Court, and it would directly challenge Roe v. Wade.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Wow.
Wouldn't that be just terrible? Hey, Tom, I think they are liars. I think they're liars because they go for all their regulations. Their regulations go to court hundreds of times. Repeatedly up to the Supreme Court. Every time the Supreme Court has the opportunity to strengthen Roe v. Wade if it wants to. Every time. They only make this kind of argument when it comes to personhood. They are liars.
And get this, Bob. They said that they just don't have the right mix of pro-life justices on the court.
Wow. What mix?
And I says, it's worse than that. We don't have any.
We don't have a single justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. American Right to Life offered $10,000 to National Right to Life. Put out a press release. It was in the media around the country. $10,000 offered to name a single justice on the U.S. Supreme Court who has ever held that the unborn child has a right to life. In a dissenting opinion, in a concurring opinion, off of the bench, speaking to college students, and an interview on the news, ever, never has a single justice affirmed or stated or declared or gave an opinion that the unborn child has a right to life. Never.
And Bob, this is the one that really got me. They said that, now, this is on their website, that this incrementalism and these passing of these incremental laws would regulate the dangerous abortion industry and ensure that Roe v. Wade is undermined.
Wow.
I want to know how that is possible.
Yeah, when you regulate the industry, that means you're making it more humane and more reasonable.
Stamp of approval on it.
Right, the more reasonable the abortion industry becomes, it'd be like making the Nazis more reasonable. If your goal was to make the Nazis more reasonable, then they're going to endure longer. You don't make wickedness more reasonable. Then you further entrench it. Tom, thank you so much for calling. May God bless you.
Okay, Bob.
Appreciate that, sir. All right. And now we're going to, wow, this is historic. A black church in Denver is going to show Ma'afa 21, the racist roots of the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood. And here is their pastor, Ron Fox, with an important message.
What is the gravest threat to today's black families? This is Ron Fox, pastor of Berean Bible Church, and I invite you to come out on Saturday, February 25th at 3 p.m. We will be showing a free, powerful documentary, Ma'afa 21. Berean Bible Church is located at 1400 Bird Street in Denver. For more information, give us a call at 303-329-0409.
All right, that's great. That's at Berean Bible Church, Pastor Ron Fox. And he's a hero, Pastor Ron. It's not super popular in the black church to stand up against the killing of innocent children. Of course, if it wasn't for abortion in America, blacks would not be a minority among minorities. Blacks would be the nation's leading minority. But how many blacks now have been killed by Planned Parenthood? About 15 million blacks? 15 million blacks? And somehow the black church has been convinced that, well, we have to support abortion because that's part of the Democratic platform. And by supporting the Democrats, we're going to get a significant payback opportunity. So how much opportunity do you need to offset the killing of 15 million black children? How much opportunity do you need? It's a great tragedy. Liberals, how many times have you in your life heard liberals talking about there's an overpopulation problem? There are too many. Think about all the people in Africa. There are too many. Think about all the people in China. There are too many. This is fundamentally racist. They don't say there are too many white liberals in Denver. They say there are too many blacks in Africa. There are too many Chinese people. Planned Parenthood putting their abortion clinics in what? In minority neighborhoods all over this country? Wow. Okay, so I got to testify for this hearing yesterday, and it went very well. The bottom line is it passed the House committee, so it'll continue through the legislative process. And the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans have now adopted Colorado Right to Life's single sentence Unborn Victims of Crime Act. And this is so important because the states that enable you to charge for two homicides if a pregnant woman is murdered, all of those bills in all of those states and the federal government, they all reaffirm child killing. They all say you could get charged for killing the baby unless you're an abortionist, unless it's in a medical facility, unless the mother wants to kill the baby. Then you could kill it without being punished. So when pro-lifers write pro-life bills, here's a suggestion. Don't reaffirm child killing in your own bill. Try that. Try it on for size. You'll find out it'll work. Hey, God bless you. KGov.com.
Children are a blessing from God. But when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.